Welcome to TEXA Talks, a series of podcasts where we chat with higher education experts and TEXA specialists about new initiatives, good practice, and other topics that matter to Australia's higher education sector.
Today I'm speaking with Helen Ganeal, Director of TEXA's Higher Education Integrity Unit. We're talking about commercial academic cheating. Welcome, Helen. Can you tell us more about these cheating services?
Commercial academic cheating services really refers to the business model of academic cheating. So the companies that are set up entirely in service of fraudulently creating work for students to pass off as their own.
And why is that a problem?
Well, we talked a bit in episode one about the importance of academic integrity and the fact that people having confidence in the institutions of higher learning and in the professionals that have gained their qualifications through those institutions really underpins the success of our higher education system. So it's really important that people have faith in the fact that students who are receiving awards have done the work themselves to develop those skills and knowledge.
And how is commercial academic cheating different from paying for help from a tutor?
So I guess the difference really is that with a tutor, if the tutor is not straying into the land of providing a cheating service, is a tutor is helping you develop your own thoughts, ideas, practices for developing your own success in academia. So you might go to a tutor to help them to ask them to help you develop an argument, perhaps, but they're not writing the paper for you. They might be helping you understand a concept in maths, but they're not doing your maths paper for you. So there's nothing wrong with students seeking academic support, and all institutions are actually required to provide academic support services, but it's about supporting the student to make the gains in their own learning rather than doing the work for the student.
And I've heard that people can lose their visas, for instance. What are some of the other consequences of engaging with this sort of service?
There are a wide range of negative consequences that students might be impacted by if they engage in academic cheating. Students who are identified by their provider as having cheated are subject to the disciplinary processes of that provider. So that can range from anything like a warning and an educative intervention for a first offence, right through to students being failed in a unit or even excluded from the university. Students who have already completed their qualification, when they're found to have committed, you know, substantial academic dishonesty, can actually have their degree rescinded or taken away from them. And we've also heard stories of academic cheating service providers blackmailing students and requiring ongoing micropayments with the threat of if the students don't comply, they will go to the tertiary education to say that this student cheated. So the consequences can be really, really serious.
And why is TEXA involved?
So TEXA has responsibility for quality assuring and regulating all higher education providers that are registered in Australia. And TEXA's primary remit is to uphold the quality and reputation of Australia's higher education and also to protect students. And making sure that we take action against academic cheating service providers really serves both of those aims. It's crucial that students are educated to understand the importance of academic integrity and the steps they can take to avoid falling prey to some of these service providers, which can be very pernicious in the way that they market themselves to students. But, you know, equally, TEXA has a responsibility to employers and to the Australian public to make sure that people who are educated at Australian higher education providers have gained the skills and knowledge that they are believed to have gained through that qualification.
Can you tell me about the new legislation that's in place and how it's going to stop illegal commercial cheating?
So in September 2020, the Australian government passed an amendment to the TEXA Act that makes it an offence to advertise or offer academic cheating services to students in Australia. So I suppose the law in and of itself can't immediately stop these activities, but what it does do is give TEXA the ability to seek civil or criminal penalties against people who are found to have provided or advertised these services to Australian students. It's really important to note that the penalties do not apply to the students themselves. Students still remain accountable to the institution that they are enrolled with, and they're subject to the policies and penalties of those institutions. The law is targeting the providers of the cheating service. The law also gives TEXA the power to seek court injunctions to stop access to the website. So Texas is able to apply to the federal court to have the carriage service providers block access to these websites that that the agency can demonstrate are offering these cheating services. The laws also give TEXA the ability to gather and then share information about cheating service providers, and that's another aspect that TEXA will be pursuing.
Thank you very much, Helen.
This podcast was produced by the Tertiary Education Quality and Standards Agency, Australia's independent national quality assurance and regulatory agency for higher education. You can find more podcasts in this TEXA Talk series at texa.gov.au.